Democrat Ron Barber started out with a lead in Congressional District 2, but before midnight, Republican Martha McSally had pulled ahead. The two have stayed within half a percentage point of each other. This morning, neither campaign was claiming victory. Both say now is the time to be patient and let elections officials count the outstanding votes. Jessica Floyd is Barber's campaign manager.
Well, certainly we've seen close races here in Southern Arizona before. We know that Ron won the early vote and those early ballots last night by over 8,000 votes.
McSally says she expected the race to be close.
We're not surprised that we're in this position. We've been telling people all along this is going to be a very close race, and we feel a lot of positive, strong energy and enthusiasm towards me.
McSally was leading among voters who waited until Election Day to weigh in, as well as Cochise County voters. She says even though Barber has only been in office a few months, he still had an incumbent's advantage.
He certainly had the money behind him as if he was an incumbent, you know, from his party establishment. And so that was certainly a challenge for me. And he's been in Washington even for a short period of time. And so he's got the label of congressman.
Both campaigns say they want to make sure voters' wishes are honored in the election. Barber's campaign manager says it's right to take the time to do that.
They expressed their views, as is their right in our democracy. This is what's good about our country. And we need to make sure that this is a fair election and that every ballot is looked at, both from the early vote as well as those provisional ballots.
As the campaigns wait to find out what the remaining votes will hold, Christopher Conover has an update on how many votes are still outstanding and what happens if the race stays tight.
In Pima County, and as a result, parts of all three Southern Arizona congressional districts, elections officials are dealing with two different sets of ballots. First are nearly 31,000 early ballots that were dropped off at polling places yesterday. Next are the provisional ballots. There are tens of thousands of those, and Pima County Recorder F. Ann Rodriguez says those will take longer to count.
I'm going to talk to my counterpart in Maricopa County to see if they're going to be asking for a waiver. And when we actually start going and looking into it, we'll see if we may need a waiver to deal with the provisional ballots. The most provisional ballots we've ever gotten was about 28,000, and we made it in enough time.
State law says that all ballots must be counted within that 10-day period. Matt Roberts, the spokesman for Secretary of State Ken Bennett, Arizona's top election official, says moving that so-called official canvas is not likely to happen.
The canvas must be completed by the counties within the required time and then provided to our office, which at that point issues our official canvas, which is then signed by the governor and Attorney General and Secretary Bennett. That will occur, the official state canvass will occur on December 3rd.
With close races like the one in Congressional District 2, questions about recounts are often raised. Robert says the law is very specific about how and when those recounts are conducted.
A recount is required when the canvass of returns in a general election shows the margin of votes for any particular office is between 0.1% of the total numbers cast, or less than 200 votes for office, depending on what type of office it was.
Robert says unless those legal thresholds are met, no recount is held, no matter how badly a candidate wants it to happen. I'm Christopher Conover, Arizona Public Media.